One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
On the corner of South Main Street in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, stands a building that seems unremarkable at first glance. A faded facade, dim lighting, and an unassuming entrance. But step inside and you will find a place steeped in history. Its walls soaked with the stories of the city's past. This is Ernestine and Hazel's, a dive bar that has become legendary not only for its connection to Memphis's rich musical history, but also for the spirits that are said to linger within its walls. Some say the past never truly left this building, and the ghosts of those who lived, worked, and died here still make their presence known. The building that houses Ernestine and Hazel's has a long and colorful history, one that dates back to the early 1930s. Originally, it was a pharmacy, a place where locals could come to fill prescriptions or chat with the neighborhood's most familiar faces. The pharmacy was owned and operated by two sisters, Ernestine and Hazel, who quickly became pillars of the community. For years, they ran the business together, ensuring that it remained a vital part of the area's social fabric. But as time passed, the building would change hands, and its role in the community would shift in ways that no one could have predicted. By the mid-20th century, the building had transitioned into a brothel, catering to travelers and locals alike. The upstairs rooms, once home to shelves of medicines and tonics, were now transformed into dimly lit chambers, where women worked, often under difficult and dangerous conditions. It was a life of hardship, and many of the women who lived and worked here never left the building. The brothel became notorious, and with its reputation came tragedy. Stories of violence, abuse, and death permeated the air, leaving behind a heavy, oppressive atmosphere that some believe is still palpable today. Memphis itself, during the 1950s and 1960s, was at the heart of America's musical revolution. Blues, soul, and rock and roll were not just genres. They were lifeblood, and the city's streets pulsed with their rhythms. Ernestine and Hazel's, like many other places in Memphis, became a hangout for musicians. Legends like B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Aretha Franklin frequented the bar, using it as a place to unwind after performances. The music drifted out into the streets, mingling with the laughter and voices of patrons, creating a unique energy that became a part of the building's very foundation. But while the music and laughter filled the downstairs bar, something else was happening upstairs, something far darker. By the 1970s, Ernestine and Hazel's had fallen into decline. The building, like many others in Memphis, was abandoned, left to decay as the once thriving neighborhood fell on hard times. For years, the building sat empty, its windows boarded up, its rooms gathering dust. But in the 1990s, the bar was revived, and Ernestine and Hazel's was given a second life. The downstairs was renovated and reopened as a dive bar, its gritty charm and iconic jukebox drawing locales and tourists alike. But upstairs, the rooms where the brothel once operated remained largely untouched, a time capsule of a life long gone but not forgotten. It is in these upstairs rooms that much of the paranormal activity is said to take place. Visitors to Ernestine and Hazel's often speak of a strange, unsettling feeling that creeps over them as they ascend the narrow staircase leading to the second floor. The air feels colder, heavier, and the sense that you are being watched is difficult to shake. Many who have ventured into these rooms report hearing disembodied voices, whispers that seem to come from nowhere and everywhere all at once. The sound of footsteps echoes through the empty hallways, even when no one is there. One of the most frequent sightings in Ernestine and Hazel's involves the ghostly figures of women, dressed in 1940s attire, who have been seen moving through the upstairs halls. These apparitions, believed to be the spirits of the women who once worked in the brothel, are often spotted near the windows, gazing out into the street as if waiting for someone to return. Those who have seen them describe a sense of overwhelming sadness that lingers long after the figures have disappeared. It is as though these women are trapped, unable to leave the place where they live such difficult lives. One patron, visiting the bar late one night, decided to explore the upstairs rooms, drawn by the stories he had heard. As he walked down the dimly lit hallway, he felt a sudden chill, the hairs on the back of his neck standing up. It was then that he saw her, a woman dressed in a simple dress from decades past, standing at the far end of the hall. She did not move, did not speak, but simply stared out the window, her back to him. The patron called out, but the figure did not respond. As he approached, the figure slowly faded, leaving behind only the echo of her presence. He rushed back downstairs, shaken but convinced that he had just encountered one of the spirits that haunt Ernestine and Hazel's. But the upstairs rooms are not the only part of the bar where strange occurrences have been reported. Some believe that the spirit of Hazel herself still watches over the building, ensuring that it remains the beloved establishment it has become. Employees and patrons alike have reported hearing a woman's voice calling out from the bar, even when no one else is present. Lights flicker on and off with no apparent cause, and objects are known to move on their own, often in full view of the bar's patrons. One of the most famous paranormal phenomena associated with Ernestine and Hazel's involves the bar's jukebox, a fixture that has become as iconic as the building itself. The jukebox is known to have a mind of its own, often turning on and playing songs without anyone touching it. What makes this even more eerie is that the songs it chooses often seem to match the mood of the moment. Sad, soulful tunes during quiet times, upbeat tracks when the energy in the bar is high. Patrons have reported hearing their favorite songs play at just the right moment, as if the jukebox somehow knows exactly what they need to hear. One bartender who has worked at Ernestine and Hazel's for years recalls an evening when the bar was nearly empty, save for a few regulars. As she cleaned up behind the counter, the jukebox suddenly turned on, playing an old blues track from the 1960s. No one had touched it, and the bartender, familiar with the bar's quirks, simply shrugged it off. But then, as the night wore on, the jukebox continued to play song after song, each one seemingly more fitting than the last. It wasn't until a patron commented on how perfect the song selection was that the bartender realized something strange was happening. She checked the jukebox. It was unplugged. Ernestine and Hazel's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Memphis has drawn paranormal investigators from around the country. Armed with cameras, audio recorders, and electromagnetic field detectors, these teams have spent countless hours exploring the bar's upstairs rooms and hallways, searching for evidence of the supernatural. Many have come away with recordings of strange voices, known as electronic voice phenomena, EVP, captured in the dead of night. In one particularly chilling recording, taken in one of the upstairs rooms, a faint voice can be heard saying, "Help me." The voice is soft, barely audible, but it is there, a ghostly remnant of the building's tragic past. Photographs taken during investigations have also revealed strange anomalies. In one image, taken near the staircase leading to the upstairs rooms, a shadowy figure can be seen standing just beyond the edge of the frame. The figure appears to be that of a woman, though her features are blurred and indistinct. Other photos have captured orbs of light, believed by some to be the manifestation of spirits, floating through the air in rooms where the paranormal activity is said to be most intense. For all the stories of ghostly encounters, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the age of the building, combined with its tumultuous history, creates an atmosphere where ghost stories are bound to flourish. The creaky floors, the flickering lights, and the jukebox malfunctions could easily be explained by the building's old wiring and the natural sounds of an aging structure. Others suggest that the stories of hauntings are simply part of the bar's charm, a way to draw in tourists and curious locals looking for a thrill. But for those who have experienced the unexplained at Ernestine and Hazel's, skepticism offers little comfort. There is something about the building, something about the way the shadows seem to move in the corners of your vision, the way the air feels thick and heavy with history, that makes it impossible to dismiss the idea that the past is still very much alive here. The spirits of those who once lived and worked in the building seem to have left an indelible mark on the place, one that continues to be felt by all who pass through its doors. Today, Ernestine and Hazel's remains one of Memphis's most beloved establishments, a place where history, music, and mystery come together in a way that few other places can match. Locals and tourists alike flock to the bar for its legendary soul burger, its iconic jukebox, and for some, the chance to experience something otherworldly. As the night wears on and the bar grows quiet, the air begins to hum with an energy that is difficult to describe, a feeling that something or someone is watching, waiting, just beyond the reach of sight. For those brave enough to venture upstairs, the sense of being watched grows stronger. The footsteps in the hall, the whispers.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.